Turn to Philippians 1. I'm changing everything. I just sense the Holy Ghost working in this place. We have sure went through a lot in this last year, haven't we? Been a lot of lot going on in this pandemic, and I guess the thing that has happened a lot this last 18 months, I did a little record in my record book about people of our church that has went on. And I want to tell you something. That's a real thing. But I'm glad that we're not people that have no hope. Somebody help me preach. We have hope in Christ. Philippians 1. Just go over there. Let's start there. We'll end up somewhere. Somebody help me preach. Philippians chapter number 1. If you're there, say amen. Amen. I think I'm in Philippians chapter number 1. Go down with me, if you would, to verse number 21. And I'm going to read three verses there, then I'm going to jump over to 2 Corinthians 5. May spend a little time at Philippians 4, or 1 Thessalonians 4. But I love this. How many love being a Christian? Raise your hand. How many think it's real to be a Christian? Raise your hand. Let me tell you something. It's real to be saved. I want you to notice what Paul said in Philippians chapter number 1. I wish I had a coin. Anybody got a coin in your pocket? Throw one at me, will you, if you got one? Somebody throw a coin at me. Hurry up. Come on, you're a rich man. Get in there and you find some money. Just got something just come into my imagination. Thank you. Thank God for a penny. You could have at least gave me a quarter. Amen. I want you to notice Philippians chapter number 1. Are you there? Say amen. And verse number 21. For to me, to live is Christ. Listen to this. And to die is gain. You know, it amazes me sometimes, we believers, everybody talks about heaven, but nobody wants to die to get there. But I want all y'all to know, if you're saved, and you know you're saved, when you die, you're going to heaven immediately. Somebody help me preach. I want you to know we've had a trail of people that have died in this last 18 months. But I want you to know something. They have gained a place where, somebody help me, where there's no sickness, nor sorrow, nor pain, nor heartache, no more burdens, no more pandemics, no more trouble. Somebody help me preach. No more cancer, no more diabetes, no more heart disease. So, you know, a lot of times I think we look at the scripture and think, this is just it. This is just not it, ladies and gentlemen. We got something to look for on the other side. There's glory on the other side. There's victory on the other side. There's blessings on the other side. There's heaven on the other side. There's glory. There's peace on the other side. There's the presence of God on the other side. There's reunion on the other side. There's rejoicing on the other side. There's glory. There's homecomings on the other side. There's reunions on the other side. Could you imagine some of the people that's died lately met some of the other church people in heaven? Listen, this is a way out glory. Yeah. Okay. It seems like I'm preaching like this a lot lately. Just spontaneous. Thank God for the coin. Listen carefully. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I'm going to flip this coin. Okay? I cheated. Heads. You know what that verse says? Heads I win, and tails I win. I don't think y'all got that. For me to live is Christ. Can I tell you something? Living for Jesus is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Living for Jesus. The day he saved me, January 31st, 1973, and Christ convicted me of my sins, I repented and it was a real trust in Christ. I turned, I was changed, and I started living for God. I want to tell you, I've had a few ups. I've had a few downs. But I tell you, living for Christ, it's an abundant life. It's a wonderful life. It's a joyful life. And if I just live to the rapture, hallelujah, heads I win. Amen. Living for God is wonderful. If you're in this room and not saved, you're in the most awful situation in this room. You're hell bound. You're on your way to a hopeless place. You're going to burn forever and ever. But me, to live is Christ. Everybody told me when I got saved of how much I was going to lose. Well, I'll tell you what happened to me. The moment I got saved, I got justified to live as Christ. I am now declared righteous. When God looks down at me, he doesn't see me, Lois. He doesn't see me. He sees the blood. He sees the righteousness of his son. I'm righteous. I'm declared righteous. I'm judicially righteous. I may not always act righteous, but right now to live as Christ, I'm justified. I'm being sanctified. And one of these days, I'm going to be glorified. I'm going to have a new body. One that doesn't hurt. One that doesn't have flaws. One that doesn't have problems. Somebody help me preach. I think we preach anymore that our life with Christ is so dull. That wasn't the way it was for Paul. To live is Christ. Man, it's wonderful to live for God. It's wonderful to be a part of something like this. When I got saved, I didn't know if I'd ever be a part of something like this. I never knew my life was going to be full of joy, full of blessings, full of fulfillment, that I'd be able to serve people and care for people and help people and admonish people and well, glory. Amen. To live as Christ. But to die is gain. Whoa. I love living for God. I love winning people to Christ. I love being, man, I'm a winner either way. Somebody help me preach. I love this life. But I want all y'all to know something. What'd you say a minute ago? You're not old as me. I'm 70 years old. I'm around in third base. I don't know how many years it's going to take me to get home, but I am around in third base. Listen, but for me to die is gain. Now let me give you some more. I'm running around like a crazy man today. Y'all got me started, so y'all slowed anyhow. Turn to 2 Corinthians. Hurry, hurry, hurry. I'm going to read this. Whew. Hurry. 2 Corinthians 5. Ooh. This new Bible stuck together. 2 Corinthians 5. When you're there, say amen. You beat me. Come on. There we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is this paper sticking again. There we go. You there? For we know. Come on, somebody help me. That if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Somebody help me. Whew. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. And so being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we are in this tabernacle, do groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality will be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the self thing is God. Whew. Somebody help me here. Who hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Time out. Time out. Time out. AJ, a lot of us, you know why you're yearning? You know why you're desiring? Because God, when you got saved, put the promise in your heart and your life, and you were sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. And that is the down payment or assurance that he's going to finish what he started. A lot of people say, well, I just don't know if I'm going to make it. Well, I know I'm going to make it because he's going to put a down payment in my soul. I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. I'm saved. I'm sealed. I'm satisfied. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. Somebody help me preach. Amen. Let me go on. Y'all with me? Therefore, we were always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And that, in the next verse, for we walk by faith and not sight. I've never seen it. I can only imagine it. And you said it, didn't you, Dave? That's what we're doing right now. We're walking by faith and not sight. But look at here. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of the Lord. While I'm in here, while I'm here, I'm absent from the Lord. But one of these days, happened to your daddy, happened to my daddy and my mommy. One of these days, we're going to be cut loose from here and we're going to go up there. I want you to know that is what Paul went ahead and said. It is far better. It's better than anything here. Why is the people live for this place? We put up for just this place like we're going to live forever. We are not going to live forever. We got more over there than we got here. And one of these days we're going to die. But don't tell them that they're putting my soul in the grave and my soul's going to stay there. My soul's not going to stay there. It's going to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody help me.
Amen.
If you're in this room, you're lost. If you die, you're going to be absent from the body too. But you ain't going to be present with the Lord. You're going to be present in hell. Somebody help me. Can I read another verse? You said you don't have your normal outline. This ain't a normal service. Turn back to First Thessalonians. Are you there? Say amen. 1 Thessalonians 4. When you get there, tell me.
Amen.
I'm there. Now, look, I'm closing here in a minute. 1 Thessalonians 4. Look down to verse 13. When you get there, say amen. Everybody else there? If you're there, say amen. Listen to this. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Now let me explain. That we saw not, even as others, which have no hope. Now you say, well, I didn't think when you went to heaven you was asleep. You're not. You said, then what's asleep? Your body's asleep. This body is just a shell. And one of these days, that shell's going to be planted in a coffin or a crib or whatever. Somebody help me. Let's read some more. Y'all get this in a minute. I didn't know I was going to preach all this morning. I had no clue. I had four other sermons. For if we believe, how many of you believe?
Amen.
That Jesus died and rose again. Now notice this. Even so them also which sleep in Jesus, that's their bodies, will God bring with him. The real you at the rapture, at the resurrection, is going to be brought out of heaven and be reunited with your body, and you will then have a new body, a glorified body, a wonderful body, a precious body, a tremendous body, an awesome body. I don't know how good it is, Brother Ray, but it's sure feeling good. Now listen to this. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain on the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep or precede them. And don't get upset at me for saying that. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You need comfort? Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This is not the end. This is not the finish. We have a happy day ahead of us. If we die, we're in heaven. We are assured one day, just a little while, the Lord's going to come out of heaven with a shout and a voice of archangel and trump of God. And we're going to go up out of the grave. And that spirit and soul that went back to God will come back and be united and have a new body. Somebody. To help me. Well, glory. Well, I want to ask this. Chad, you ever been like, is you in the word of land? I'm trying to land. I'm going to try to land. Maybe I'll land like this. I know you're hurting. But where's your daddy?
He's in heaven with Jesus.
What's going to happen when the Lord comes? Maybe he'll come in a few seconds.
Daddy will go first, and then I'll go right behind him.
And we're together.
Amen.
That's so real.
Amen.
That's so wonderful. But here's the sad part of that verse. Sad part of all this story. If you're here this morning and never experienced Christ, to live as Christ, never experienced that, all that God has up yonder for us, you'll never experience. And why? It's because you rejected the only hope to heaven, the only way to heaven, the stairway to heaven. I want you to know, I want y'all to know you're saved so you'll know you're going to heaven and you know you're going to be at the rapture and you know you're going to get a new body. I'm praying that you know that. Bow your head with me. Head bowed and eyes closed. How many right now would say, Preacher Smith, if I die today, I'm not hope sowing, I'm not maybe sowing, I'm not thinking, I think so, I know that I'd be in heaven. Raise your hand if you know it. Don't raise them if you have doubt. Don't raise them if you're not sure. Raise them up high. Wave at me like you're glad. Thank you. Is there anybody here that doubts, or you just don't know at all? If you die today, you'd go to heaven. I wonder if there's anybody here. Just raise your hand right now and say, pray for me. Man, I want to go. Bless that hand. Somebody else. I want to go. I don't be left for the tribulation. I don't want to be left for hell. I want to go. Anybody? Young child. Mom, Dad, you're just not sure you're saved. To live as Christ, that's an experience of salvation. But to die as God. Stand with me. Maybe you'd just like to come up and worship a little bit. And thank Him for what He's done. And thank Him for His promise. But I want you to know this morning, we need to come to a place of worship. Heads I win. Tails, I win. If I die and go to heaven, I win. If Christ comes back, I win. I'm a winner either way. Our Father, as some of our church families have went through this sorrow, death, and pain, and heartache. And Lord, they have some sorrow, but I'm glad we don't have to sorrow not as if we had no hope. I'm glad for our hope of a reunion and a resurrection and a reward. Oh, God bless now. In Jesus' name, for His sake, amen.